It's the Power Trip After Party Podcast on iHeartRadio.
All right, welcome to the Power Trip After Party Podcast. It is Monday, August 9th, 2021. Chris Hockey is here. Corey Cove is here. My name is Zach Halverson. Carly Zucker is here as well. Carly, how are you?
So great. I just got to witness Chris Hockey buying something.
A lot of something.
Yeah. That was really fun to witness.
Yeah.
The no care in the world.
Oh, man, my heart was racing.
Yeah, well, mine was too. Okay, so now I can talk about it because I officially have just purchased the tickets. So there's something coming up that I haven't even asked off for work. I don't have any place to stay. I don't have anything like that. But January 14th, 2022 through January 18th of 2022. Okay. Yeah, I know the Vikings could be in the playoffs. I get it. It could be very inconvenient. It doesn't matter because something called Rock Island Fest 2022.
Rock Island?
Yeah, Rock Island Fest 2022.
Where?
Key West, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Only 4,000 tickets available for this show.
This is Fyre Fest 2.0?
I sure hope not. Carly, I'm glad you're here. Because if you weren't here, these guys, well, not these guys, this guy would give me five kinds of hell about the tickets I just bought.
Tell me who's there.
Friday, January 14th. You ready?
I'm ready.
And this is in Key West, my favorite city in that part of America. Maybe all of America. Steelheart, Firehouse, Winger, Night Ranger, Bret Michaels.
Oh.
That is Friday night by itself. Okay. Saturday night, Enough's Enough, Bullet
Starring
Boys,
Chips Enough,
Warrant, Skid Row, Loverboy.
Oh, what a
That's lineup. Saturday
Skid
night.
Row?
Yeah.
Skid Row's the best.
Yeah. Sunday, Faster Pussycat, Slaughter, Dokken, and Dee Snider of Twisted Sister. And then Monday, Bang Tango, Vixen, Great White, Lita Ford, Jackal.
Look Best you. Money you've ever spent.
I just bought 12 tickets to this show. Because
Best money you've ever spent.
I have
spent.
So many friends who want to go. I hope that they weren't joking.
If anybody backs out, I'll take one.
Because I just spent $9,000 on tickets.
$9,000.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm hoping people will Venmo me money so I can not be divorced by the time
does
I get home today.
Does that give you all access to like
all
what is
4
that?
Days?
Okay.
And it's the Sapphire passes.
If you pay that much, you should just get to play in the band. Pick a band.
Sapphire passes, which is so they had Diamond, Sapphire, and something else. And the ones I got were the second highest level.
Okay.
And so you have a tent where you can get food awesome. And stuff like that, and where there's acoustic shows from some of the artists,
yep.
and then access right up to the stage. But the cool thing is, there's only 4,000 tickets.
Yeah.
So it won't be a giant group of people. And it's on the beach. They built this amphitheater stage on the beach in Key West. Have you ever been to Key West?
No.
It's a fucking party. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you want two of these tickets, or even one of these tickets, you tell me. Bam.
Let me talk to Jay.
Friday night.
I would love
Bret
this.
Michaels talk is your headline.
I would freaking love this.
Right?
What does Sapphire Pass get Carly when it comes to Bret Michaels?
Oh, that's a great point.
Full access? Sapphire access?
Let me tell you what they
how about,
what you get.
So I told Carly, while you're looking that up, I told Carly about a story, our contact in Vegas, who has a lot of contacts in Vegas and has house parties from time to time. And I told Carly the story that Sauce got invited to this guy's house and the guy was having poison play at his house for a house party.
Wow.
And Sauce said, no thanks.
That is quite, that is my dream.
Right. To have,
somebody message me and be like, I have poison at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to come over?
Right.
Like,
Sauce said no.
Sauce said no.
I can't believe it. I know. I even if it was a band I didn't care about.
Right.
I would probably still go.
Because it still feels like it would be a cool experience to be at a house party with like a well-known band.
Yeah.
Like a legendary
I couldn't
band.
Pick the rest of the band out of a lineup, though. Right? I have no idea what they
a
look
Hall
like.
A Hall of Fame band.
It's the great.
What,
all
what
of them.
Now?
A Hall of Fame.
They really are. Yeah. You know, I mean, you got Ricky Rocket.
They changed
you got Bobby
the
Dahl.
Scope of rock and roll forever.
And history, period.
History.
Not just music.
Yeah.
A lot of scope.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of mouthwash probably in that band.
I'm sorry. I'm texting my wife right now so she doesn't deny the charge.
Excited.
What a great bit. If she sees it, calls her credit card company, cancels it, and then the show sells out just because she freaked out about the 9K.
Oh, goddamn, man. I would be...
What a great
4,000 people, too. That is amazing.
It's going to be great.
They probably... Those bands don't have that many fans left.
God, I wonder how they're going to get the water.
You. How they're what?
I wonder how they're going to get the water. You know? Like if they run out of water, like Firefest or something.
How dare you say that? It's only 4,000 people. And it's Key
West,
sandwiches. Man.
Yeah, maybe.
Key West. Zach, what are you thinking?
You won a lot of money roulette in Las Vegas with jazz hands.
Let me tell you about why you would like to go to Key West.
What's that? Oh, God.
Some hotties.
I don't get it.
Key West?
Yeah. Trust me. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, like Miami, I know. But
no.
Like,
this is better.
I guess they get they go further south. Then. Okay.
You know what? I just hope there's no hurricanes or anything up until then.
In January?
Well, you never know. I mean, it's Key West, right?
Or anything that destroys the area.
Yeah, right.
It'll be fine.
God, she's going to...
You're going to be fine.
She's going to be so
pissed
at me.
You're getting paid back.
They're going to all pay me back, I hope. I hope they all pay me back. Because they all said they were in.
Yeah, that always happens.
What was the per ticket?
What is it
per ticket? It was $699 a pass.
No, that makes sense. That's okay.
I'm surprised it wasn't $690.69.
Yeah, it's a good point. It should have been.
They should have gone full Halverson on it.
Actually, they should have thought of that. That's what they should have done.
Have you booked your hotel and all
nothing.
That? Probably should get on that too, right?
Yeah, that'll be next. I'll get that worried about later. Our friend Todd and Debbie Kronbusch own a house in by Fort Myers, and there's a boat that takes you straight from Fort Myers to Key West. So I'm thinking if we could stay at their house and just boat every morning over there and then boat home that night.
What an awesome way to do it, too.
It's awesome.
Todd's great.
Todd's the best. They were at my house yesterday.
He's like the only nice Todd.
Yeah. Yeah, they were
one of the only nice
Todds. Yeah, I love it. It'll all work itself out, right? You'll find a place to stay.
I can't wait. And even if I only got to go to Friday night, like if I had to leave Saturday to come back to go to a Vikings playoff game, I would be fine with it.
I'd still pay that amount.
I just want to see that Friday night lineup.
And to go to Key West.
And to be in Key West for it and to just be smashed. Just by the time Brett Michaels goes on stage, I'll be that guy singing.
We could just flash him together.
We will flash him. I'm going to show him my tits.
Yeah, you have
I
to.
I definitely am. Or whatever he wants. I might poop on his chest if he wants. I don't care. Whatever he likes.
I don't know what Brett's going to do.
I'm not either, but I can guess. Okay.
He's an
So looks like I got there. Here's two people that say yes. I got.
See, the magic number here you're trying to come up with is what, 10? Other people?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you got two right there, so you got eight more to go.
To have a boss. Yeah. I know.
I'm sure Jackal has family members that'll be willing to pay to watch.
See, here's the problem. I'm the Chris of my friend group. I'm the one who goes and buys the shit ton of concert tickets and just hopes I'm going to find some people. I want a friend that's like me or like Chris that buys the fucking tickets.
Right.
So then I have to say yes.
The problem with me being that friend is I buy tickets to concerts like this.
True.
Right. So when he asked people, do you want to go see Night Ranger? You say Night Ranger, man.
Sister Christian.
Sure. It's Sister Christian.
$40 or something at the Armory or something?
No, $699. But they all said yes. When we were at the Big Boar on Saturday, every one of them was like, we're in.
How many drinks have been consumed? Was it okay?
There had been a couple, maybe.
But not too many.
I believe in my friends.
But also, if there's 4,000 seats, if you have people that back out, it sounds like this would be pretty easy to resell.
There's no doubt. I will get rid of these if I have to. But I don't think I'll have to. I think people will come out of the woodwork.
Total non sequitur?
Yes, sir.
12 minutes ago, which makes no sense because this is a podcast, but 12 minutes ago for us, Eric Perkins on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
Heard there was an initials call-out, Corey Cove. Name the date I'm in.
Whoa.
Wow.
Any reason he can't play Friday? He can play Friday.
Hell
right?
Yeah, we don't have anybody else.
Yeah, why don't we just say first available Friday starting as early as this Friday? That would be fun.
Done.
Sweet.
How's Rosie
going to
feel about this? Is he going to pee on the mic?
I don't think he cares anymore.
Territory, or does he not care?
I don't think he cares anymore.
Don't we have a few too many former TV sports legends on the show?
You think so? Are you just protecting your territory here? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not a former TV sports legend.
I don't know why you'd say that about Carly. I mean, Carly could be a current one if she'd like. She just doesn't choose to be. I don't know why. Why did he call you that?
I don't know.
You should go back to Wolves Vision. You were great.
Wolf's Vision?
Or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. He doesn't know what it was, but he thought you were great on
really
it.
I was really great on it. Nope, I'm enjoying retirement.
Are you?
Yep.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're traveling the world.
Yeah, I like to travel. That's my new gig.
I hope that you travel to Key West. I know where you can get a ticket to a great concert.
You really should go to that. You should make that a priority.
I know. With 4,000 people, I feel like Bret Michaels and I, there's a chance that we could just have a moment. Doesn't have to be long. Just
well,
a moment.
Let's do the math. I'm a probability person, Carly.
I love it.
There's 4,000 people, right?
Right.
What percentage, Chris, do you believe will be female out of the 4,000?
For this show, 40%.
40%?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
We were right.
Good mix.
So, Zach, what's 40% of 4,000?
400? No, because it'd be like almost 50%, so almost 2,000. So, not quite. It's probably like 1,700.
1,600, right. So, let's say there's 1,600 females at this concert. Chris, how many gals out of the 1,600 are prettier than Carly?
Zero. Well, I mean... as pretty. How about?
Sure.
There we go.
Like four.
Four.
Yeah.
So then really you have like a 25% chance of catching his eye.
Right. And if you, you know.
I like those odds.
May I be crass for a minute?
Of course you
If you flop those things out, you got him.
Hey, actually, by the way, the fatal flaw in my logic is I'm assuming he'll only pick one of you.
Oh,
which
yeah,
means
good
if
point.
There's only four hot ones, and let's say 57 mostly hot ones. Then you 61 have a 100% chance of getting noticed.
The good thing is that I might be on the younger side of the women there too.
Oh, like, fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Which, what are you? 26?
Give me a little
26?
Chance. 26. Yeah.
27?
27. Just turned 27.
Oh wow.
And Sophia's what? Yeah. Sophia's 23.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The math works out.
Mm-hmm. 11.
Anyway, yeah. No, that's cool.
I'm really excited for you. It was really intense listening to you try to buy those tickets.
Yeah, I was very nervous.
Oh, my gosh. I just got permission to tell the story.
What?
Without names.
Right.
Well, without her name.
And without the artist's name, probably a good idea.
We probably shouldn't say the artist's
name.
Okay,
fine.
Yeah, probably not the artist's name.
Because otherwise there's lawsuits.
Yeah, it's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Allegedly.
Yes,
I'll just say
you.
Allegedly,
yeah.
But I won't say the name still.
Fair,
but...
fair.
Okay. It's
Go
so much
it.
Better if you know. But
yeah,
I won't say it, but it's so much better if you know. Okay.
Yeah, but you don't want to get sued.
Okay.
No.
I don't. No. I don't want iHeart to get sued. So, this was 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. My friend was 18 years old. She went to a concert.
Yes.
With a guy worked for a label. So she went to a concert with the guy who worked for a label. Some friends at the concert.
Okay.
She was invited after the concert to go on the tour bus
of the main act.
Very well known.
Yeah. This is an A-lister.
Grammy award winning mm-hmm. country star. Mm-hmm. Let's just leave it at that.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's young. She's excited. Consensually, they engage in a sexual act of sex.
Mm-hmm. The sexual act of
the sexual sex. Act of sex.
They had
one of the
yes.
best of the acts,
which is
the
good.
The best part about the sex normally is not the actual sexual act. It's everything else around the sex besides the sexual act.
They engaged in intercourse. Okay.
Yes.
Not so surprising,
okay.
right?
Okay.
Like that's not hugely surprising.
That's what stars do.
I mean, wow.
And that's what 18-year-old girls do.
And
I get it.
Prime at this time. So I was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Sounds like it was fine. But right at the very end, he squats over her chest and, I kid you not, takes a number two.
Intentionally. This is not an accident.
No.
Whoa.
He purposefully crouched over her and took a shit on her chest.
Wow. I have a couple of questions that I have not yet to ask.
Let
you
me
guys
just say while
air.
I'm telling this story, how about this?
Go ahead.
I got permission from her to tell this story.
Yeah.
She said that when we heard the story, we asked her, are you okay? That's traumatic. He did not ask. That is not okay.
That was my first question. So he didn't ask.
He did not ask her.
He just.
Yeah.
So when he was squatting over her, what did she think?
She said it happened so fast, like shockingly fast.
And
like,
it was
that
intentional.
He was ready. For, yeah. Yeah.
God, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you do first. No, you cannot do that to somebody without asking, first of all.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she is okay. She laughs about it now. It's been 12 years. Probably still traumatic, but what is wrong with you guys?
What's wrong with anybody? But so here's another really weird thing. If that had happened to me, let's say some gal did that to me at some point, just drops one on me.
Yeah, literally.
I'm not a kiss and tell guy anyway. I'm not one of those guys that talks to my buddies about what chicks that I hook up with or things that I do with what chicks or whatever. I take that one to the grave. I really do. I get the idea of, like, let's say I hook up with Carrie Russell, and Carrie Russell out of nowhere dumps on my chest. Maybe I say, like, you're not going to believe what someone's, you know what I'm saying? Like, this person that you're not naming is such a big deal that maybe if it's just some random guy down the street, she never tells this story ever again. Right. Because then she's like, some random guy to shit on
so
me.
So uncomfortable. Yeah.
But the fact that it's a celebrity doing it, maybe that's the only reason that she's comfortable talking about it. Or maybe she's just a person that talks comfortably about that stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe the only way I ever tell that story without just saying that's fucking embarrassing, I'm taking it to the grave, is if it's somebody that's super famous. Otherwise, I keep that to myself. I don't want to know that some chick just dumped on me. No.
Yeah.
I'm not telling anybody. I'm terrified.
It was a comfortable place to tell. The group we were with, it was like
a safe zone.
Safe zone to tell.
Right.
And again, I've always gotten her permission to tell the story because it is not mine to share without that permission.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Insane.
May I ask a few questions
as
well?
Of course, please.
When Kenny Rogers finished, it was not Kenny Rogers. So when this happens, obviously it was
hold it, Kenny. God damn it.
He's the gambler and he lost.
She lost.
Yeah. Did he just say, hey, well, thanks, and get out of the room?
So he did get something to clean it up.
Oh, see, but that's fucking degrading for both.
Agreed. 100%.
By the way, let's just say
their own shit up.
Let's just say it. This is the most degrading possible thing you could do to another person.
I can't.
Especially without the permit. Like, oh my God.
Well, here we go,
son of a bitch.
Well, okay, so it's a kink, okay, right?
It's beyond a kink, though. Beyond a kink.
Yes, it's gross, but it's a kink. It's like feet. It's like whatever.
No, it's not like feet. It's really not.
I'm trying to hear what you're saying. I'm really understanding with most stuff.
This is next level.
The point of that, what he did specifically was degrading. Because there are obviously people who like getting shit on, and there are people who like shitting on people. What he did was he just said, fuck it, I'm going to shit on you, and I don't give a fuck. So that's degrading. The act in of itself is not necessarily degrading. Because we are not going to kink shame on this podcast.
Well, kink shaming is my kink, so yes, I'm going
to
kink shame.
I didn't ask if it was solid.
Gross. But to your point, it sounds like it was not consensual, that she got over
it.
But it was not consensual. To Zach's point, if both parties are like, yeah, this is what I like, I'm into it. Clearly, that is allowed to happen. I get that. That's your point. Is like, well, if they both like it, then why can't they do it? Of course they can do it. My argument is, even if it's consensual, it is rock bottom.
Yeah.
It is the bottom of the barrel when it comes to kinks. It's not the same as being like, fuck, I love feet. That's a body part that's like, all right, maybe that's just what you think is attractive on a gal. Getting shit on is rock bottom for kinks. Half-assed shitters. Yeah. Do what you want, but that's rock bottom.
That's a hot take,
and
man.
Let's remind people to please, please ask for consent.
Please always ask. Yeah.
Never, ever, ever do anything like anything to someone.
Out of the norm without running it by them first.
Oh my gosh, yes. Well, I mean, first of all, just to engage in anything, please ask consent. But then to do that, always ask.
Yeah.
Especially that.
I don't know if she'll ever be over it.
But can you imagine? You can think of, like, let's say you are this individual and you know that's your thing. You're going to do it. My guess is there's a time window where you got to get quick approval. I don't know what kind of control this guy has, but if I'm him.
Well, if I may jump in there, please. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you part of the joy is
100%,
not asking.
Yes. It's a power move.
Which is fucking gross.
It's
gross, too.
Move,
right, exactly.
That's the criminal
because this
feeling
is, again, I'll say it again. The single most degrading thing you can do to another person is poop on them without asking them permission.
It's just you're so worthless to me, I'm going to dump on you.
Yeah,
I just met you and I banged you immediately, which is a power move anyway, right?
Yeah, right.
But I'm saying that's his, I have complete control over you because you're fucking me just because of who I am.
Right.
So it's, I have complete control over you, I'm more important than you, and I'm going to show you how little you mean to me by dumping on you.
Right, right.
I think that's, I mean, but what if he squats over and right before he does it, he's like, ah, do you mind a little lady here if I just dump on you? Like, you just got to quickly country accent ask and then let it go.
Right?
She's not even going to be polite.
Yeah. Right?
She's
going to say yes. There's a lot of passive, like, they're really nice Minnesotans out there who probably said yes.
Well, she like, Mr. Cash, it's completely fine. No, it was not Johnny Cash. It definitely was not Johnny Cash. That was
definitely
not the Ring of Fire he was singing about.
Yeah, that's
no. No.
So many songs now. We're going to listen to it.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I just don't get it, man. I don't get it.
No,
Are there other kinks, like for, we mentioned the foot thing, where like if somebody went down and started like licking your feet, would you be cool with that?
I wouldn't feel degraded, but I would say like that's not my thing. Please
I'd
don't
feel
do
worse
that.
For that person.
Right,
right.
I'd be like, Zach, stop. Yeah.
But
this
that's
gross.
Why it's rock bottom.
Wait until I'm showered.
I'm glad you asked it. If somebody starts sucking my toe, I'd be like, look, that does nothing for me. Please don't do that. But I wouldn't be like, God, I feel like disgusting.
Yeah.
If I got dumped on without being asked, there's no like, please don't suck my toes. The dump is already on me.
Yeah.
Then it's the awkward, who is cleaning this up? You? Yeah. It's yours.
Right.
I mean, it's on me, but it's yours. Once you deal with it.
Yeah, where does it belong now?
Do you know, that is so, I mean, not sanitary.
Oh, man.
Someone's getting sick.
I'm going to agree with you. That is not sanitary.
Someone's getting sick.
I'm going to agree, yeah.
Watch Zach kind of disagree with that part.
No, it's not that unsanitary. Yeah, I mean, it's dangerous.
Let me ask you a question, and sure. I'll ask everybody in the room. To what degree grosser is number two than number one? Because if this country star number one'd on me, I'd be just as pissed.
It's another step down.
But it's a small step down.
Yeah. I would go step down. Because there's actually a larger number of people that you see and hear about that are okay with that.
Right.
Man, I must be the worst fucking most boring person in bed ever.
Yeah, you are.
No, that's
I
don't
doubt,
I mean, I remember.
That sounds,
yeah,
I remember
when
zero
all of it's disgusting. That's
really
all
gross.
Disgusting.
Right. Zero.
To be crass here.
Oh, he's going to be crass. This is new. This is something
female,
he's not normally going to do.
A female, you know, can I say squirts?
I think you just did.
Yeah, it is, though. Like they've,
no, it's
they've,
not.
Yeah, they've studied it. It's the same thing.
Who's they?
That means
Stephen Hawking?
By the way, every time we do this, right, we're like, getting shit on is disgusting. It's degrading. I always feel like Zach wants to say, I need another segment on Friday. I want to admit something. Because you always defend the grossest shit.
Yeah, you do.
I can't believe. I don't know what you're into.
He's defending the underdogs and the people
right.
out there
the
that
under,
need.
You yeah. underdogs.
Pervert.
I'm so sorry that I look down on people who get shit on. Am I shitting on them? Because that probably turns them on.
Yeah, right. Great point.
When I heard that story.
Oh, you I remember when you heard that story.
Yeah, I called you immediately.
She didn't call me. She FaceTimed
so,
me.
Can I tell the story the way that Chris told it? Tell me if this is accurate, because you guys experienced it. This is the story I heard secondhand.
Perfect.
He's lying in bed, gets a FaceTime call from Carly Zucker. Yeah. And you said it was later at night, right?
Well, so, a little bit of an add-on to what you're saying. You can take it from here.
Yeah.
I got a text at about 8:10 saying, oh, my God, you have to answer the phone
when I FaceTime you.
I'm like, cool. About an hour after that, I get, you better still be awake. You need to hear that. Okay? And then this happens.
My favorite part is, because I know Chris so well, Chris is hoping you're hammered and clothes is coming off. Right? So not only was it not like half naked Carly, it was the opposite of a turn on.
Right,
there was something in me that was like, I have to tell Chris the story right now.
What is it about Chris that made you think Chris is gonna love this story?
You're the only person I think it was partly because I don't know why, but in my head at the time it was the country part of this that like I was like, I know he knew, he would like really know the art, like I felt like he would care.
And you've,
and
you've,
I did.
And you've said mm-hmm. that you've heard that rumor from other people too, right?
I absolutely yeah. have. Yeah, yeah.
And I
yeah.
didn't hear yeah. that. She had said that the same thing, like that that's, she had met
way,
other
that's,
people.
That's the other sneaky part of the story that I don't understand.
It's a support like, group. No.
Yeah, right.
Let's say Meat Sauce at some point had shit on a gal in the Twin Cities chest in the last 10
right.
years.
Sure.
Don't you think with social media, Sauce would be like, crap, I hope that gal never tweets out that I shit on her. Like, if, you, if you're an A-lister and this is and you're a serial shitter, don't you? Aren't you worried constantly that somebody, like this gal,
right.
somebody's going to speak and yeah. say, why don't I tell you the time that so-and-so whatever? And then it's just out there.
I'm shocked man. There's not more Reddit threads about
right.
stuff like that. Like,
yeah. right.
I just am shocked.
Right.
Shock, shock, shock.
There, and there's another artist that this person was saying liked another thing, right? Am I right about that?
Yeah, Gail
okay.
doesn't remember
I
that
believe
part.
It was that somebody liked their taint licked.
Oh. Oh, yeah, but I've been there before.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. This was another major rock star. Yeah, yeah.
Here comes the defender of the small people again.
Well, are we going to start
the underdogs.
After?
No, no, I
taint's a sensitive area.
Okay. All right. Great. Thanks.
We
I am not judging you.
Liquors?
No, I'm not judging you at all. I've not had it done personally, but... And I mean,
you probably would never, knowing you, you would. That's not what you're into, right?
Hey, does the after party count for
once.
Quotes of the week?
I don't know. I'm not.
Because where is, so wait, now we're judging taint lickers? If that isn't top three, then just throw this whole fucking podcast
yeah,
out.
I don't know.
So wait, yeah. now wait, we're judging wait, taint
wait.
Lickers?
No, wait a minute.
Wait.
I'm part of the union. I joined the taint lickers union 3 years ago and. We'd like to talk to you guys.
I paid my dues for the year.
I'm tired of being in this marginalized group, taint lickers. Somebody needs to stand up for us.
Yeah, those are man, hefty dues. That man. Is,
man, I don't know. That story really is
yeah.
amazing to me on a million different levels. A million. But yeah. that is somebody who's had so much sex that they are just bored with it, so they need to shit on your chest. Luckily, it wasn't the face. I almost said face.
Man.
That's the only thing that's farther...
That would, yes, that would,
that's
the only thing
that's
that would
the only
be
step
worse.
Up, right?
Wow. I can't imagine looking up and seeing that shit.
I can't believe,
literally,
I can't imagine her
yeah.
saying, oh my God, here he, what's he doing? What are you doing? Whoa, what, oh, what is he doing?
Oh, my
oh!
God.
The first scene of Billions is
yep.
it's pretty, does, I mean, that,
is it like that too?
Well,
she gets pissed on
yeah.
the first scene number
she's,
one.
But, yeah, she's peeing on him.
Peeing on him, right.
It is, but that from, ew.
I can't remember.
I remember.
Yes, I remember hey. Being like, I don't know if I can Whoa. Watch this.
Well, there you go.
I did.
Again, flip side. And I'm not just saying this to be super cool, Zach.
You know what? Don't but, don't offend the Taint Lickers Union,
yeah.
okay? Because you will get
I
a protest.
I swear to you,
That's
this is the truth. And I hope this goes for the whole room, but my guess is it's 3 out of 4. But if fucking Carrie Russell let me have sex with her and then at the end said, please dump on me, I swear to you I wouldn't do it.
Now, what if she demanded to dump on your chest?
No.
Neither. But even if she was like, please do it on me, I'd be like, there's nothing about this that I want to be a part of.
There's got to be somebody.
No.
Nobody in the world.
If Kate Upton, Elastigirl, Carrie Russell, Nanny Ariel, Nina Agdal, whatever.
You wouldn't have 5 minutes of fun with.
No.
All right, well, hold on.
No.
If
that was the deal. If I was single and that was the deal, Carrie Russell's downtown Minneapolis. She says, go to your hotel room.
For a couple minutes?
No, she said, go to her hotel room. You can do whatever you want to her, but you have to dump on her at the end. I'd say, I'm out.
And you're not even cool with dumping on her.
No, I'd
what
say I'm out.
Doing? She likes it.
There would have to be $50 million tag
so,
with that.
Right. No,
and
there's a price tag for sure
it,
where
yeah.
I'd be like, wow, this is going to be fucking humiliating for everybody, but I'll do it for
But isn't the
everybody
price
has
tag
a price.
Of doing somebody you've always wanted to do?
Not worth to either
that's
shit
not
or
worth,
on them or get shit on.
That takes away the pleasure of it. Like,
exactly.
It's just your experience that is forever tainted.
It's not going to be like I got to have sex with her. It's going to be I had to wipe shit off of her because I dumped on her.
That may be.
Right.
That's negotiable. You don't have to go down there.
This taint Liquor Union guys.
Yeah, he is. Listen, he is a representative of his people.
He might
you got to understand.
President.
You got to understand.
He's the Wayne LaPierre of the TLU.
TLU. Have you guys ever been
Jimmy
with
Huffer.
Someone that's gone too far?
Like, I'm sorry, now what again?
Anybody has asked you to do something you weren't okay? Like, you were like, that's not going to be.
No.
Yeah.
Boy, this is way a lot of information, but I was a much younger man. But I remember the first time somebody squirted And I wasn't aware that that was even a thing.
Right.
I was a young man, and I didn't know for sure that she wasn't peeing on me,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
And she probably didn't even know. Like, she might not have known that was a thing for her.
Right, right.
Because it doesn't happen every time.
Right, right, exactly.
Good for you.
No, and I've had... Boy, this is way too much information. But again, I was a much younger man.
I mean, we did talk about someone getting shit on their chest.
Yeah, but this is a personal thing. But I have had somebody before who... when I was a younger man, and they were obviously new to the world of oral sensations, who wasn't very good at it, and there was a lot of teeth work involved, and it really, really hurt, and I had to ask him to stop.
Call her the rake.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You have, like, red marks on your thing.
Heard of that.
Yeah, that's, I think, the only time I was like, I don't think I can continue. I'm going to need you to stop. Please. Yeah. What about you, Zach?
Yeah, I haven't really run into, you know, that
anything
too much.
Been-
I mean, there
the
was
people
I mean,
at the,
well,
in the tailor.
Lack
or?
Of hygiene initially.
Oh. Yeah,
and then
that's
you
a
have
problem.
To have the awkward conversation. Like, can you jump in the shower?
That's a thing.
Yeah.
That's a thing. Yeah. Yeah. When you have to ask somebody midway if they have to jump in the shower, that's a deal breaker for me. If I'm thinking you need a shower, that's a deal breaker.
100%.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Luckily, we're in a hotel, and there's a shower, and it was fine. It still was fun. It just was like, that was the only time I ran into any major issues.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you gotta be clean in certain places.
Before you even start, you gotta make sure you're clean, and you gotta make sure they're not a card-carrying member.
Or maybe you're looking for somebody part of the union.
The
TLU. Yeah, right.
Need to know if you're part of the TLU.
Yeah, what are the dues for the TLU, by the way?
The dues?
Yeah. Like, how much does it cost?
Just one or two.
Tongue
a
thrashes?
Year, every 6 months.
So you have to actually do that to somebody?
Yeah, to
the president of the TLU?
Yes.
Really? Wow. Wow.
And you have to mail it in because you're required to lick a stamp just to prove that you're all in.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I was watching the show the other day, and maybe I don't know if this is a common thing, but I was watching the show the other day on Netflix called The Great Tattoo Cover-Up. And it's a really good show about people who come in and they have a bad tattoo and they want to get it covered up. And then the artists are fantastic. They do a great job. This twist is the person who brings them in, they don't know this when they get there, but the other person gets to pick whatever the tattoo is going to be. So it's kind of a cool twist, whatever. And the artwork is great. But this guy had a tattoo on his ass. Good looking guy, really well built guy, pretty guy, good looking guy. Guy had a tattoo on his ass that he wanted to get covered up. And when he pulled down his pants, he had the single hairiest ass I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it wasn't just a peach fuzz. It was like a hairy chest on his ass.
Not just a little butt fluff.
No, like I couldn't believe it.
Sweater vest on his
and
ass.
It was so hairy that the tattoo artist was like, God damn.
You're like, what's the point of putting a tattoo on here at all?
I don't know.
He had to shave it, I imagine.
Do you run into a lot of hairy asses on guys? Are guys' asses hairy?
A few.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
But nothing that I've been like, not that bad.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, like a few.
Yeah, I wonder if I have a hairy ass.
You could probably feel it.
You did. Have you ever shaved it or anything?
No. Yeah. Is that a part of the Taint Liquors Union? Like, is that part of the bylaws?
Yeah, you got to keep that waxed.
You have to keep that waxed?
But that's why, like, you have, like, you know, Manscaped and everything like that. That works back there, too, as far as I know. Not that I'm totally
interesting
educated on all this.
Hey, I know this isn't quite the same, but you know the ACLU?
Yeah.
Right? Just could be the
not
ass
quite
crack. The ass crack liquors union.
Oh, yeah, right.
We're very close.
Oh, my.
This is good. I do this think we need stuff. To. This is a t-shirt.
Yeah. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
If you want to join the union.
Yeah.
Or those TVs that are TCLs, right? Like the Taint Crack Liquors.
Yeah, just Venmo Zach.
Is it too far to go to ask you if you're a waxer? Is that too far to ask you?
No. So it's so painful.
That's what I'm
asking. And I don't like it. So
right.
I have just done laser hair removal.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That seems better.
Yeah. It's more permanent. Waxing sucks.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, they tell you have to grow it out before you get waxed. So, and then you get it waxed and it doesn't, I mean, like it lasts for a little while. So you're like, you're kind of always in this like limbo where it's like only okay. It's only great for like a few days.
God, that's got to hurt terribly bad.
And it's terrible.
And then you have to let it go again. So you're either back to way more than you want or the pain of going back to zero.
Yeah, so I've just never been a big fan of that.
See, I've always thought...
friends who love it.
Yeah, I have a female friend who talks about it and she doesn't mind saying it.
No, yeah.
it hurt the first few times. Now it doesn't hurt anymore. But she even does the butthole.
Yeah.
She does it all.
Yeah.
But I thought that would be a great fantasy football challenge loss. But I knew I'd
Could
have to lose it.
Could you imagine
I would not
being
like
the
to
person that has to do that? Like, that's a job I would never want.
No.
To wax people's buttholes. Yeah, no
thanks.
That's
tough. There's a pen and test.
Whoa, no.
There's
you're going to shame people that
special
people's
on it.
Buttholes.
They used to do a show called Bullshit, and they talked about one of the episodes was on body hair, I think. And it was really nasty to watch. But, yeah, they talked about the inner workings of waxing and all that.
So. Yeah, no thanks. So I would recommend just going straight to laser hair.
Laser hair is the best.
Zach, what percentage of attendants or attendees at Halvey Fest were taint lickers? Did you guys have a meeting?
Yeah, was that part of the required?
Was I at a meeting without knowing it?
I didn't see any of the jackets.
Oh, you guys have jackets?
You leather, like leather
I think
jackets.
You should have a badge. Yeah, like
there's
got to
be something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody wants to, we're looking for a new.
Looks like the Rolling Stones logo.
Badge. If you want to design one, please send it.
You know, I'm thinking of more along the lines of the Flintstones, you know, the hats that they used to wear. And I forget what their union was that he was a part of.
The club. Water Buffalo.
Royal Order of the,
Buffalo or something.
Yeah.
Water
and they
buffalo.
Had helmet hats. And I think that you guys should have hats as well.
Yeah, I could work.
There's
a
lot of opportunity for merchandise, sales. Yeah.
If people want to join the union, how do they get hold of
Maybe
you?
They should be like miner's hats so they have like a light on the on your forehead, you know? See where you're going.
Pull out a map.
Yeah, the headlamp.
All right, I think that'll be enough for today.
I gotta go pick up the doggy. Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna go wax my asshole.
I'm gonna go so I can join the team.